We have in these two Easter readings today a beautiful image of how Christ and his church are inseparable. That when one encounters Jesus Christ, one has already encountered the church. And when one encounters the church, one has already encountered Christ. In that first reading, where we continue hearing about the crippled man who's cured, we see the name of Christ proclaimed by the early church. As Peter says, "There is no salvation through anyone else." This audacious claim we hold to. There is no other name given under heaven to the human race by which we can be saved, except for Jesus the Nazarene, who was raised. The church continually professes that though the Holy Spirit works in many different ways throughout the world, only in Jesus Christ and in his glorious saving passion and resurrection does anyone have any hope for life after death. It is by Jesus, and it is proclaimed by whom? By Peter and John next to him, and the man who was crippled, who the scripture says was clinging to them, almost embracing them. The church as a little community of people who love and embrace one another, who carry the name and power of Jesus in their words and deeds. Jesus, who was the stone rejected by the builders, who has become the cornerstone. Think about that. The stone rejected by the builders. If you're a builder, if you're a construction worker, a mason, you know which stones to use. You're an expert in which ones to use in a building or which ones are no good. The builders, the experts, rejected this stone, Jesus. But he has become the cornerstone. He is still rejected and derided and just seen as one teacher among many by so many in the world, but he is the cornerstone of all life. And without him, the universe would fall into total and complete death. But he's the cornerstone. And our lives are built upon him, the Christ. We also see an image of the church in that community of the disciples who are fishing in the gospel. They've gone to Galilee like the risen Christ has instructed them. They're fishing to catch some food. And just like way back in the beginning, they catch nothing until Jesus commands them to throw the net over this one side of the boat. And at his command, all the fish come. And when these disciples gather around Jesus, gather around the fire, you could almost say the Paschal fire, what does it say? This net full of so many large fish, such a haul, but the net was not torn. The net was not torn. That's an image of the church, which brings in people from all nations at the word of Christ, and yet will not break under the pressure, will not be torn because of the sheer number of people who make up the body of Christ, will not be torn and destroyed, even in the midst of scandals and corruption. That net which is lifted up and carried and taken by Simon Peter and the apostles, the shepherds of the church, the net will not tear. We cannot have a church without Jesus, and we cannot encounter Jesus without the church. Christ is the head, and we are the body. The church, until the end of time, will profess that there is only one Savior, and Jesus will continue to save his people and to shed his light on humanity through the church, which the Second Vatican Council called the sign and instrument of unity among all peoples, the body of Christ. May we put our total trust in this Jesus who was raised, and may we trust that Jesus is in his church, working in his church, that we ought to love the church, speak of her with kindness, because truly, Christ and the church cannot be separated.